Now I got to tell you, I am ready to preach this sermon. I am. Okay. Because I really have gotten myself all excited about this passage of Scripture. Must be raining outside, I got to tell you. Okay. There is a cloud over this place this morning. Don't you just love it when Jesus gets pointed? That's what Jesus does in the passage of Scripture that my sweet little Paulie, I remember him when he was born. Imagine that. When my sweet little Paulie read that passage that he read to you today. Jesus was preaching to a large crowd of people. The Bible says that some of them were his disciples and his apostles. Others were just plain old folk like us who had come to hear what Jesus had to say. And some of the people who were gathered in that crowd had already decided that Jesus was just another fake. They had come to expose him. In their minds, they had decided that they were Jesus' enemies. And Jesus looked out over the crowd. I think he particularly was looking, staring right at the ones who were his enemies. And he said to them, love your enemies. Don't you just love it when Jesus gets pointed? I mean, come on, you don't like it at all, do you? I mean, none of us like it when Jesus looks at us and says, love your enemies when we're hating. Okay, right? I mean, we don't like that. But that's what he did. Is he cool or what? Okay, looks out at him, says, love your enemies. And then he proceeded to tell them, and by telling them us too, who our enemies are. Now get ready. Are you ready? According to Jesus, your enemies are those people who hate you. Hate you. Now, the Greek word which is used here, which is translated into English by hate, means to desire to harm. Okay, to want to hurt. The person who hates you in this context is the person who wants to walk up to you and smack you physically, mentally, emotionally, or if they can pull it off, all three at the same time. This is the person who wants to harm you. According to Jesus, your enemies are those people who curse you. Now, to curse you means to call down condemnation on you. I have heard people do this. Sometimes I've heard people do this to their own spouse. I've heard people do this to their children. They use this phrase, God, you. In the middle is damn. Okay? That's cursing. It is calling down the displeasure of God on to the head of someone else. There is a more modern version. It uses two words. The first word begins with F and the last one is U. That's cursing people. And believe it or not, I've heard people actually say that to their spouse. I've heard people say that to their kids. I have heard kids say that to their parents. When we say that, we're not asking God's blessing on someone. It is a curse. You ready for this? Because I can't avoid it. It should never be done. Those of us who are in Christ should never call upon our Father to curse somebody. Especially not your spouse, not your children, and not your parents. But according to Jesus, your enemies Think of it. Your enemies are those who call down a curse upon your head because they seek your harm without any concern. Sometimes they even feel right in doing it. According to Jesus, your enemies are those who mistreat you. It's people who do not show you proper respect. They dismiss you. They treat you as if you were not there. They kind of treat you as if you were just dirt. That's what it means to mistreat somebody. It means to treat them as if they did not matter. Not accidentally, by the way, on purpose. Now, don't you love it when Jesus gets pointed? Look at the definition of who your enemies are. What it tells us is that our enemies may be the members of our own household. You may actually be part of a family which is composed of people who hate you, curse you, and mistreat you. Your enemies may not be foreign powers who have missiles aimed at your capital or who want to stab you with knives or shoot you with guns. Some of you may actually have been cursed riding here to church in your car this morning. The person sitting next to you on the front seat may have called down the curse of God on your head through the words that they used. Take a look. Look around you. Do the people sitting next to you today hate you, curse you, mistreat you? Then according to Jesus, your enemies are indeed the members of your own household. But look around you again. Are the people sitting next to you, the people that you want to harm, the people you curse, the people you mistreat? Then in essence, you are the enemies of the members of your own family. Oh my. Don't you love it when Jesus gets pointed? See, today, Jesus says to all of us, whoever we are, no matter who we're sitting with in this room or what's waiting for us outside of this place, Jesus says to you, love your enemies. Why doesn't Jesus say to my enemies, knock it off? Look at my little Chucky. He is perfectly lovable. Why does he tell me to love them and not say to them, love him? Oh, don't you love it when Jesus gets pointed? Why doesn't Jesus say, love your enemies? I'm sorry, but they are the problem, not me. They am hating me. They am cursing me. They are abusing me. Jesus should tell my enemies to stop, shouldn't he? Come on, you're with me, right? He should tell them all to knock it off. But that is not what he does. Instead, he looks at me. His dear little Chucky. And he says, buddy, love them. Despite the way they treat you, love them. Oh, I just love it when Jesus gets pointed. And if that were not enough, he then goes right ahead and tells me how I am supposed to love them. See, when it comes to Jesus, love is not a noun. I don't hold it in my heart and sit there saying, oh, I love them. I have love for them. No. For Jesus, love is a verb. It is not something I hold in my heart. It is something I do. Love must be shown in what I do. So Jesus says, if they hate you, you will do good to them. He does not mean that if they hate me, I get to smack them real good. It means what he wants me to do is find some way to do something nice for the person who hates me in spite or despite the fact that they hate me. That's what he means. He says, if they curse you, you will bless them. And what he doesn't mean is I'm not supposed to say, hey, God, get them real good. Bless them big time. What he means is that I am sincerely to beg him to do good for the people who want to do bad to me. Hard for you? Don't you love it when Jesus gets pointed? And then he says, if they mistreat you, you will pray for them. You're going to pray for them the way Jesus did when he was hanging on Calvary's cross. You're going to say, Father, please forgive them. And then he says, if they strike you, you will not hit back. You know what I'm going to say to him? Oh, yes, I will. What he says is, you will not do it. You will remain vulnerable to them. You'll not retaliate by giving back kind for kind. You will show your love by giving better than you received. And then he says, if they take what belongs to you, report it to the police. No. If they take what belongs to you, you will be generous to them and give them even more than they take. Oh. Isn't it fun when Jesus gets pointed? See, your love for your enemies will be displayed towards them in the way that you treat them. Jesus says, instead of treating them the way they treated you, you will treat them the way you yourself would want to be treated. Isn't it fun? I mean, don't you love it when Jesus gets pointed? Now, I want you to do a little imagining here before we finish. We're almost done. Thank God. Just for a minute, imagine how differently the ride home could be. If when the person sitting next to you cursed you, you figured out a way to love them by giving them blessing back instead. Oh, you know what happens. Come on. You know how it goes. They curse you, you curse them. That's the way it is with people. But imagine what would happen if you short-circuited the whole process just by doing what Jesus says and giving them back a little blessing when they land the great big curse. Imagine what would happen if as you walked through each day, you were resolved to love your enemies according to the teaching of Jesus. What would happen if you just said, I will not retaliate. I will not strike back. I will not hate when I am hated. Instead, I will treat them as I want to be treated. I'll give back blessing and goodwill. I'll give them more than they could possibly want. I'll love them. Imagine. But you know what I like about Jesus? After he's driven it home, he sometimes keeps right on going. He says, you know, if you love people who love you, if you're kind to those who are kind to you, if you bless those who bless you, what do you get? Nothing. There's no reward in that, he says. But if you can conquer yourself, if you can conquer yourself and learn to love those who are hating you, your Father will look down upon you from heaven and say, hey, that is my sweet little Chucky. And he will bless you.